15 Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high energy 15 minute episode on the success blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. It is 15 Minute Monday time, your trusted resource for personal and professional development. Today's episode is looking into a powerful concept, and that's authenticity. That's why I call today the vulnerability factor and why owning your emotions makes you a better leader. In our hyper-connected world, overflowing with curated online personas and meticulously crafted success stories, embracing your true self can feel like a radical act. But what exactly is authenticity, and how can it unlock your full potential for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life? Let me unpack a couple of points about that. In this game of inauthenticity, we all play a part. And what is the hidden cost of playing a part? Well, we've all been there. Maybe it's about putting on a brave face during a difficult performance review, projecting an image of confidence during a networking event, or downplaying your frustration to avoid being seen as difficult. While these behaviors might seem like harmless social tools and things that you use in everyday life, research suggests a different story. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that people who felt pressure to conform to expectations experienced higher levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. Now imagine the impact on your overall well-being and performance. The constant effort of maintaining a facade is draining, and you know it because we've all been there and we've all done it. It disconnects you from your authentic self and hinders the ability to build genuine connections with others. Consider leading a team while wrestling with these internal conflicts and all the stuff going on within you. Inauthenticity can erode trust and stifle open communication, essential ingredients for a successful and collaborative work environment. So what's the science and more so the power behind authenticity? When we express our true selves, we activate the reward centers in our brains, leading to increased feelings of happiness and well-being. And additionally, research from Harvard Business School suggests that authenticity fosters trust and stronger relationships, both personally and professionally. And I'm sure you hear these words all the time, authenticity. And, you know, just being you and just making sure that you don't hide your emotions, don't hide your feelings, that you are vulnerable. Those things create trust. People are drawn to those they perceive as genuine, leading to more effective communication and collaboration, and that for both your personal and your work life. So what's the benefits of owning your feelings? Well, it's a crucial part of authenticity. This doesn't mean becoming unfiltered or unprofessional. It's about acknowledging your emotions, both positive and negative, and expressing them in a constructive way. It means that you have self-control, but that you are aware of what triggers you, what comes up in you when you speak to difficult people, maybe a direct report, maybe someone of your superiors that treats you in a way that you don't appreciate, that you are in control of those feelings. That is what it's about. So here's a relatable example. Let's say you are a mid-level manager leading a crucial project presentation. You might be feeling a mix of excitement about showcasing your team's work and nervousness about potential scrutiny from senior management. Instead of bottling it up and letting it show through shaky hands or a monotone voice, you can acknowledge your emotions at the beginning. A simple yet powerful statement like, "I'm thrilled to be here today to share our project with all of you. We've poured a lot of effort into this, and I'm a bit nervous about presenting it, but I'm confident in the value it brings." This disarms the audience, demonstrates your humanity, and it allows you for a deeper connection. That's authenticity. Owning your feelings can also lead to increased self-awareness, because when you acknowledge your emotions, you gain a deeper understanding of your values, motivations, and triggers. This self-awareness empowers you to make better decisions and navigate challenging situations more effectively. Enhanced decision-making. When you're in touch with your emotions, you can make choices that are aligned with your core values and long-term goals. This will lead to greater satisfaction and a sense of purpose in your career. And stronger relationships. Authenticity fosters trust in connection with others. People are drawn to those who are genuine and open about their feelings. This can lead to more meaningful relationships in both your personal and professional life. So how do we own our feelings? Let me give you some practical steps. Embracing authenticity can feel daunting. It's not easy. For many people, it's hard to express their emotions. But here, I want to share some actionable steps to guide you. First of all, cultivate self-awareness. The first step is always to understand your own emotions. Spend time reflecting on your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Journaling or meditation can be powerful tools for self-discovery. Notice what situations trigger certain emotions in you and how your body reacts to those emotions. Expand your emotional vocabulary. Sometimes we struggle to express ourselves because we simply lack the words. Building your emotional vocabulary allows for clearer communication of your needs and experiences. For instance, instead of saying I feel bad, identify the specific emotion like frustrated, disappointed, or overwhelmed. There are many resources available online in bookstores to help you expand your emotional vocabulary. Ebooks, online, YouTube videos, connect with me, reach out, I help you with those things. But start small. You don't need to go all in overnight. Begin by expressing your authentic self in low-pressure situations. Maybe it's sharing your genuine opinion with a trusted colleague or setting boundaries with a micromanaging client. As you become more comfortable, you can gradually expand into more challenging situations. Embrace vulnerability always. Sharing those vulnerabilities can be a powerful way to connect with others. It shows that you're human and allows others to feel comfortable doing the same. For example, if you made a mistake on a project, acknowledge it during a team meeting. Explain what you learned from the experience and how you'll prevent it from happening again. This vulnerability demonstrates a commitment to growth and fosters trust within your team. That's the only way, building an authentic team culture. As leaders, fostering a culture of authenticity within your team is equally important. And here, I want to share a couple of tips to achieve this. Lead by example, we know that. Be open and honest about your own feelings and experiences. Share your struggles and successes with your team. This doesn't mean oversharing or dwelling on negativity, but rather demonstrating your humanity and creating a space for vulnerability. Create a safe space for open communication. And guys, I cannot stress out how important this one is. This is one of the key points on high-performing teams. They have space for open communication. Encourage your team members to share their ideas and concerns without fear or judgment. This can involve establishing ground rules for respectful communication, such as active listening and avoiding interrupting. Additionally, celebrate diverse perspectives and acknowledge the healthy debate that can lead to better outcomes. Focus on psychological safety, another big one on high-performing teams. Psychological safety is the belief that it's safe to take risks and be vulnerable within a team setting. This is essential for fostering open communication and authenticity. You can build psychological safety by acknowledging and appreciating effort, even when it doesn't lead to the desired outcome. Frame mistakes as learning opportunities and encourage open communication about challenges. Recognize and reward authenticity. Acknowledge and appreciate team members who display authenticity. This could involve a simple verbal thank you or more formal recognition program. Celebrating authentic behavior reinforces its importance and encourages others to follow suit. Beyond the workplace, how do we embrace authenticity in all areas of life? Well, the benefits of authenticity extend far beyond the professional realm. Being your true self in your personal life can lead to stronger, more fulfilling relationships. And here, let me share some tips to embrace authenticity in your personal life. Identify your values. Understanding your core values is essential for living authentically. Ask yourself questions like, what's important to me in life? What kind of person do I want to be? Once you identify your values, use them as a compass to guide your decisions and interactions. Set healthy boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your time, energy, and well-being. This might involve saying no to requests that don't align with your values or politely declining invitations to events that don't interest you or other such things. Embrace your imperfections. We all make mistakes and we have flaws. Accepting your imperfections is a key part of self-compassion and authenticity. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself and learn from your experiences. These are all things that we first map out when we start with coaching programs. We look at all those things. We have programs that really map all of this out and give you a blueprint on life, on your core values, on your belief systems, on your limiting beliefs, and on empowering concepts and methodologies that will help you become your true, authentic self over long term and really implement strategies how to achieve more success through authenticity and vulnerability, not only in your work life, but also in your personal life. And remember, authenticity is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when it feels easier to put on a mask, but the long-term rewards of embracing your true self are undeniable. By following the tips outlined in this episode, you can cultivate greater self-awareness, build stronger relationships, and unlock your full potential for success in all areas of life. So let me say in closing that in today's episode, we explored the significance of embracing authenticity in your personal and professional life. We discussed the downsides of inauthenticity and the power of owning your emotions. And I also provided some actionable tips on cultivating authenticity within yourself and your team and how to live more authentically in all areas of life. Remember and write down the key takeaways. Authenticity is about acknowledging your true self with all your emotions and allowing yourself to experience all those emotions. And you also have to know the balance. You can't show all of that at work. You can't share everything, you know, oversharing. So it's important that you understand the time and place where you have to do those things. But authenticity and vulnerability will always be a winner if you know how and you know when what response is appropriate. Chronic inauthenticity leads to stress, anxiety, and decreased performance, short-term and long-term, and that will become your identity. Owning your feelings fosters well-being, stronger relationships, and increased self-awareness. Owning your feelings is an important part. For instance, with your partner, you have to own your feelings. You have to be able to speak about your emotions. If you can't share your emotions, if you can't be vulnerable, then what's the point? And also in team settings, you know, we work so much time together. We have to be able to relate to those people in our teams or in our workplace. If we don't know we can be authentic and vulnerable with them, that is what creates toxic work environments. And it's a really important thing that we break through those behaviors. And it's so simple. It's really just about looking at the bigger picture, identifying those things, maybe adjusting with certain team players, looking at some coaching, looking at some development and training, and then creating awareness and fostering a team culture where psychological safety takes a very important role. Leaders can create a culture of authenticity by leading by example, fostering psychological safety, and celebrating authentic behavior. It must be shown that this is something that is appreciated within the work culture. Authenticity extends beyond your workplace and leads to more fulfilling relationships in all areas of life. And it is hard to be authentic because, as I said in the beginning, we look at social media, there is so many curated lives, there's so much curated things that show us what we're supposed to be and what maybe is expected from us. There's so many people out there, they are curating reels, videos, speeches that seem absolutely perfect, and we start looking at these things and we think, how am I ever supposed to meet up to those standards? So it is hard because we have this bar so high when we look at all the online stuff and everything that is perfectly put together. But you have to understand, for instance, as a speaker, if you look at the best speaker in the world, of course, that person has a completely different income. They can hire a PR team. They can hire a linguist that can help them. You can hire a whole crew around you that curates that entire persona that you are becoming for the clients that book you. But you might not start like that. And that doesn't mean that you cannot deliver the same value to people if you have a story to tell. It's the same thing looking at perfect lives on the internet. Yes, maybe that puts a lot of pressure on you because you think that's the way my life is supposed to be. But the more important message here is that you identify identify what is the life that you want to live, because that might be something completely different to what you see on social media. You maybe want to be a completely different person. Success might mean something completely different to you. Happiness might mean something completely different to you. But you have to allow yourself to identify those things. Also, create a healthy and solid baseline from which you operate so that you know there is one side that is reality, there's something in between, and there is the created lives online and fantasy, video editing and photoshopping that creates personas that are not real. They are not real and they are not authentic. When you look at Hollywood, for instance, that's the reason why so many people that have that spotlight shining on them, that have all that pressure and all those created lives, why it's so hard for them to be real and to be authentic, because they always have to express and show a persona that they maybe not even agree to just because of the cameras, paparazzis. That's why drugs and alcohol, depression, anxiety is so ripe in those ranks of life. So think carefully for what you wish and make sure that this is really what you want. That's how I'm going to send you off into the week. Find who you are, what you really are. Find your core values and beliefs. Make sure that they align with you and what you really want in life, and that you look for a life that really is going to fulfill you and make you happy, and that you are not chasing a fake dream or a fake life. So have a powerful, empowered week, and I see you soon back on the Success Blueprint and the 15-Minute Monday. This is Daniel Craig Johnson, your host. Take care.